Listening to WXOJ 103.3 FM in Northampton. Hey everybody, welcome to the program. This is Connecting the Notes, and I'm your host, Matthew Ray. We'll be devoting this hour to English musician Roy Wood. He co-founded the Electric Light Orchestra, and in addition to ELO, was also formed bands such as The Move and Wizard. Made some great music, especially in the 60s and 70s, and we'll try to learn as much as we can this hour. Thank you all for tuning in. Roy Wood with Rock Down Low from his 1974 solo album, Boulders. He played every instrument and provided all the vocals on that record, and we'll be hearing plenty more from that later in the show. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we're devoting this next hour to Roy Wood. Wood was born on November 8th, 1946 in Birmingham. That's the Birmingham in the UK. Some of the earliest acts he was involved with included the Falcons, Jerry Levine and the Avengers, and Mike Sheridan and the Knight Riders. The Knight Riders would later become the Idle Race and enjoyed some success with Jeff Lynne. In 1966, Roy Wood joined The Move, a grouping of Birmingham-based musicians including drummer Bev Bevan, bassist Chris Kefford, vocalist Carl Wayne, and guitarist Trevor Burton. The group garnered some early attention with their single Night of Fear, which was condemned by members of the press as being about an LSD trip. There was more unique publicity to come. The band had hired Tony Secunda as manager, and he also managed the Moody Blues. And Tony had the group putting on theatric live performances, often smashing televisions on stage. As Roy Wood put it, quote, they were cheaper than guitars. The move landed a record deal with Regal Zonophone and in 1968 released their debut LP. To promote the single off the record, the Roy Wood penned Flowers in the Rain, postcards depicting a cartoon of then Prime Minister Harold Wilson naked in a bathtub were distributed. The move ended up at the losing end of a libel case brought up by Wilson, and as a result had to issue an apology and donate all proceeds from the album to charity. So here's the move with 1968's Flower in the Rain, a song I purchased online, so hopefully the money went to a good cause.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching before I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool. If this perfect pleasure has the key, then this is how it has to be. If my pillow is getting wet, I don't see that it matters much to me. In the breeze, make conversation with the trees. Really, to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep is gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
The Move with Flowers in the Rain. That was actually the first song to be played on BBC's Radio 1 when it began broadcasting September 30th in 1967. In the next few years, The Move underwent some personnel changes. Rick Price joined the group as bass player in 1968, and Jeff Lynne, who had been playing with the successful group The Idle Race, joined as guitarist and keyboardist. Singer Carl Wayne also left the group, leaving most vocal duties to songwriter Roy Wood. By 1971, the group's sound had changed drastically. Manager Tony Secondo was out, and the foundation had been laid for the emergence of Roy Wood, Jeff Lynne, and drummer Bev Bevan's Electric Light Orchestra. Here's a cut from The Move's fourth and final LP, Message from the Country, and it's called It Wasn't My Idea to Dance. Move with It Wasn't My Idea to Dance off their final 1971 album, Message from the Country. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we're looking at Roy Wood this hour. He was part of The Move, which you just heard, as well as ELO, whom we're about to get to. Electric Light Orchestra was a concept by Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne to merge both their rock interests with their classical music interests. The project was actually recorded at the same time as The Move's last LP, and saw Roy Wood playing guitar, bass, cello, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, as well as other woodwinds and percussion. Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne collaborated composing the record's 9 tracks, and Electric Light Orchestra's first album was released in the UK in December of 1971. Dropped in the US 3 months later under the album title No Answer. The first single was 10538 Overture, which was originally written by Jeff Lynne as a B-side for The Move, and to which Roy Wood added some overdubs, including cellos.
Yeah.
10538 Overture. Roy Wood later said that song was, quote, an idea that Jeff Lynne brought along to the studio, which was originally to be a move track. After recording the basic backing track, the other guys went home, leaving Jeff and myself to run Riot with the overdubs. At the time, I was very keen on collecting instruments and had just acquired a cheap Chinese cello. After we had finished overdubbing the guitars, I sat in the control room trying to figure this cello out and sort of mess around with Jimi Hendrix types riffs. Jeff said, that sounds great, why don't we throw it on the track? I ended up recording around 15 of these, and as the instrumentation built up, it was beginning to sound like some monster heavy metal orchestra. In fact, it sounded just bloody marvelous. It's interesting he mentions Hendrix there when he was talking about messing around with the cello. He was heavily influenced by Jimmy and can be heard singing the backing vocals on Hendrix's song You Got Me Floating from 1967's Axis Bold as Love.
You've got me floating around and round, always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally, and I kiss you when I please.
Hendrix with 1967's You Got Me Floatin'. Backing vocals on that song being provided by Roy Wood, most recognized as the co-founder of Electric Light Orchestra and the subject of our show tonight. Here's another Roy Wood penned ELO song. It's an instrumental titled First Movement.
Thank you.
That was Electric Light Orchestra with First Movement from their first album. Listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, and we're devoting this hour to Roy Wood, who, alongside Jeff Lynn and Bev Bevan, founded ELO. His time with the group was short, though, as he left the group before their second album. He cited the band's direction and management and not disagreements with Jeff Lynn as his main reason for leaving. In 2001, Wood said, quote, "I would have to say that together, Jeff and myself made my original dream into a reality. If I am to be honest, I sincerely love him for it." Roy Wood quickly assembled his next group, Wizard, an 8-piece band plus choir. The band included the Move's bassist Rick Price, as well as musicians from ELO, Bill Hunt, and Hugh McDowell. Wood used the large ensemble to record in the style of Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound. Like the Move, the band reveled in an unusual image, with most of the members dressing up and Roy Wood himself wearing long, colorful robes, dyeing his hair, and painting his face. They had 2 top 10 hits in the UK before releasing their more experimental debut LP, Wizard's Brew, in 1973.
Yeah.
Jolly Cup of Tea and Buffalo Station Get Down to Memphis from Wizard's debut LP, Wizard's Brew. The band played and toured together until mid-1975 when they disbanded. Their biggest success during the time, commercially speaking, that is, was their Christmas song, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, which is still a holiday radio mainstay in the UK. The main reasons for Wizard's breakup were economic in nature. Bassist Rick Price wrote on his website that because Roy Wood spent so much time in the studio, the record company's money went into studio time. Splitting touring royalties among an 8-to-12-piece band is not very lucrative, so the members left one by one. He once said of Roy Wood at that time, quote, "His attitude to money in 1973 made me look like Donald Trump and Bill Gates rolled into one." And that was with all due respect. Like many times before, Roy Wood had his hands in other projects while Wizard was active. His first solo record, on which he played every instrument and even provided the artwork, was released in 1974. Titled Boulders, the album was 4 years in the works. Here are a couple cuts off Roy Wood's Boulders.
Song of praise. The good books had its day.
Songs of Praise and All the Way Over the Hill, / Irish Loafer and His Hen, from Roy Wood's 1974 solo album Boulders. As Roy Wood said about the album, quote, "The main reason for me recording this album was that I thought it would be a nice challenge to record a proper solo album, with the word solo as its true meaning, where I would play every instrument, sing all the vocals, produce and mix the tracks, paint the album sleeve, drive the van, and make the tea," unquote. We're going to go back to 1968 now, when he was with The Move. Here's another song that gave him a big hit in the UK. It's called Fire Brigade.
Fascinated by her.
right. That song was called Bangle Jig. It was a B-side from Wizard. Over his career, Roy Wood wrote over 20 singles that reached the UK top 40. He also produced many artists, including Annie Haslam's 1978 solo album, Annie in Wonderland, on which he wrote three songs and performed his usual dozen or so instruments. He also played on Bo Diddley's London Bo Diddley Sessions and a solo record in 1975 called Mustard, where he also did similar things to the one we listened to tonight. Thank you all for tuning in so much to Connecting the Notes. Please stick around for Poison Ivy of the Mind. We've got one more song coming up. This is called Oh What a Shame. And please visit us online, www.connectingthenotes.com. Thank you all.